episode of Get Real Podcast has been Nicole Hawking, and whoa, what a whirlwind 2019 she and her fiance Luke Combs have had. We recorded this podcast before the ACMs and the Billboard Awards, and since our taping of this podcast, Luke has won ACM New Male Vocalist of the Year, and he just won the Billboard Music Award Top Country Artist, Top Country Male Artist, and Top Country Album. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He's selling out arenas. He is on fire. Nicole talks about their love story, how they moved to town around the same time. We're in the same group of people. Luke hadn't had much going on yet. He didn't have a publishing deal. He didn't have a record deal. He was a great singer and he was writing songs, and she was working at BMI, which is a music company. And they were at a songwriter festival in Florida and kind of like hit it off, fell in love. And ever since then, they have been on the skyrocket. Nicole is incredible. She talks about counting your blessings, being grateful for your life, not comparing yourself, and enjoying the ride. So get excited. Here's Nicole Hawking. Hey, hey, hey.
What up?
Here with Nicole Hawking.
Help.
Did you say help?
Yeah.
You're not used to being on this side of the mic.
No.
We were talking about.
No.
You.
I'm used to being on the other side. Or not even on the mic. What is this?
This is the mic. How does it feel switching sides, going from being the interviewer to the interviewee?
It's kind of stressful.
It is. I feel that way too. I've been like on a few other podcasts where people start asking you all the questions, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, like, what am I supposed to, I'm telling everything. I vomit everything.
Yeah. And that's how I am. I word vomit all the time. And I'm like, why did I say that? I'm probably not even going to listen to this back, because I'm gonna be like, this is just,
I never listen to any of them back.
Really?
Never. I mean, I'll go through and I'll like scan them, but every time I hear my voice, I'm like, oh, your voice is so high pitched, Caroline. Like, you are rambling. You just went on a tangent. What are you talking about? Do you even know what you're talking about?
Like, yeah, I don't even have a voicemail set up on my phone because I just can't. Like a personalized one? I can't do it.
No way.
Yeah, because I hear my voice and I'm like,
ugh. You have a great voice.
Thank you.
You do.
Thank you. Thank you. But.
But, okay, you disagree. Okay, so talk to me about your former job where you were interviewing. You were at BMI.
I was. Yeah, so I interviewed, not really like songwriters or anything like that. It was more of like new hires and just people that we were hiring for the licensing department. So I would interview for part-timers and all that, you know, fun stuff, and I'd get them on board. And
were you intimidating, or were you nice, or what was your style?
So all my friends were like, give me a mock interview.
Do it for me, say I'm applying.
I mean, I asked pretty much like the same questions. But I thought I was pretty like comfortable. Like I made them comfortable, but everyone's like, no, you're very intimidating.
So
I was just trying to talk to them about their life, you know, keep them at ease. And then, like, obviously talk about the job and everything, but mostly I just want people to be comfortable because I hate being nervous in interviews.
So what's your level of comfort right now?
I'm pretty comfortable. I mean, we're on the bus. So.
Okay, so we're on your home away from home.
Yeah. Well, but we're at my home.
So we're at your home, on your home away from home.
Correct.
On the bus.
Yeah.
So all your homes are right here.
All of them.
Yeah. Tell me how you feel about bus life. Like, what is that like, being on the road all the time? Because you're now full-time road warrior.
Yes.
And let's talk about, you're engaged to Luke Combs.
I am.
Yes. He's
angel.
Had a massive year.
Yes.
He's an angel.
Insane.
What's he like as a partner?
I mean, you saw it. Like he's in there like
I
cleaning
walk
right
into
now.
Your house and Nicole has him cleaning the cat boxes.
Okay.
I said,
listen, it's
hey,
his turn this week.
It's his turn. I was like, hey there. And he's like, hey. And he's like, just coming out of the barn. I'm cleaning out the cat litter boxes. I'm like, I need to make Michael have a lesson in this. Like, he's doing all the cat boxes?
Well, we only have two. We have two cats. They're perfect. Little chunky cats.
They're your babies.
They are. And I don't know. I mean, we like to split the chores here and there. I always do laundry.
Okay, me too. But I do all the chores.
Yeah, okay, well. I mean, I do the laundry. We have someone that comes, which is super nice. Like, it helps
and, like,
out.
Cleans the house.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's, like, mostly for, like, dust and all that cat hair. That
we
I
do, too. I act like
of.
I do all the chores, but we have someone come, too.
Yeah.
Like, only, like, once a month, though.
Yeah. And, I mean, she helps out a lot. She's awesome.
That's great.
And.
Yeah, because with cats, you got hair everywhere.
Yes. Our cat shed, like, insane.
Is it like, on everything?
You know how they say, like, they shed, like, their winter coat, but I think it's just, like, they shed their winter coat every day. It's insane. I can't wear anything black, even though that's all I wear. It's just black clothes.
Do you carry lint rollers everywhere?
Yes. I have one in my car. I have two in here. They're not, the cats aren't even in here.
But and the cats come on the bus with y'all sometimes?
Mm-mm.
No.
Not at all. They do not travel well.
Okay, so they just stay at home with like their litter box and their feeder and stuff. And does someone check on them, or are they fine for like a week by themselves?
So everything they have is automatic.
Oh, nice.
So they're, I don't like leaving them for more than like 3 days. By
oh my gosh. Nicole, you're so cute.
Honestly, that's why I stayed home last weekend, because
they get depressed when you're gone.
Yes, they're the most needy cats I've ever came in contact with.
What do you have when you're with them? Like, do you give them certain amount of time a day? Do you like make sure you get their whole they're held and like petted enough, or like how do you know when your cats are fulfilled?
I mean, so every time I come home from like off the road, like we're at the door and we're putting our keys in the door, and my cat is just like meowing like crazy. And then usually I'll like go sit down on the couch, and he like just runs after me and just lays down on my chest. I'm like, my heart. And the other cat's kind of Wix. She's kind of crazy, but she also like at night, she likes to like lay on us like when we're sleeping. So,
they sleep in the bed.
Well, it depends.
They do what they feel.
Right.
Okay. Do they like come in the bed in the middle of the night? Like,
they can, yeah. I mean, we have to keep them in our room because it's like everything's in our room. Their food, water, and everything.
But... And they're like cat palace. Do they have another one in your room?
So we have like, we're not unpacked all the way yet because we've only been in our house for like 3 months. Uh-huh. But there's like this box by the window. We put out bird feeders for them. So all the birds will come and they'll just watch the birds. We're so lame.
Does Luke love them as much as you do?
Yes. He put the bird feeders out there.
Oh my gosh. So y'all are obsessed. Is that like what you do? And like when you're at home, like do y'all like marvel at your cats and be like, oh my God, baby, can you believe how beautiful they are?
I mean, we kind of like make fun of them sometimes too, because they are a little weird, but.
Cats are so fascinating to watch.
They are.
I know.
Unless they're sleeping, then they're just not. But yeah. Yeah. When they're like hunting the little birds outside.
It's... Oh, they go outside.
No. I mean, like they like hunt from inside.
Okay.
So they'll be just like. Like sneaking up to the window, and then they'll like hit the window.
Oh my gosh.
It's fun to watch, but
it's pure entertainment.
Yeah.
I know. I love cats. I would totally get some cats. But Michael says, I don't know. I think we'd have to have a farm and he'd make them like barn cats.
Yeah. So the next is probably either dogs or chickens or both at the same time. But
would y'all put a chicken coop up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
We're looking at some already. Yes. So. And I would have to have the automatic door and everything, but I'm nervous to leave them.
Because of all the coyotes?
We have coyotes like crazy out here.
So you're an animal lover.
Yes. But I mean, the coyotes need to go.
Yeah. But I mean, how do you get rid of wild coyotes? You kill them?
I mean, I don't.
Are you a hunter?
I don't. I mean,
you're a fisher. You're a fisherman.
Yes. I do love fishing.
Do you love hunting as much?
I do like hunting, but... I mean, it is what it is.
So you're an outdoorsy girl.
No, but you have to eat what you like hunt.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Well, here's my thing.
I will never not eat what I hunt.
Well, I eat meat. And so it's like, I went through a vegetarian phase because I felt really bad about all the animals.
I know. I tried it too.
But then I'm like, okay, here I am wearing leather boots. So like, how do I, really? Like, where do I start my, like, the separation? It's like, here I am wearing clothes. Like, these are probably made in China, you know, like maybe in a sweatshop. So it's like, if you start going down the rabbit hole, it's like, can you even exist in the world? Because everything makes something else suffer, you know?
It's insane. I mean, I feel like everything is kind of evolving anyway. Mm-hmm. So like people are making vegan leather and vegan, and they're labeling it that way. So I feel like if you really wanted to stick with it, you could. But
I know, like Abby and Dan do so good. They were like vegan leather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad like bringing my Louis Vuitton bag into their house. I'm like, all right, is this allowed in here?
I know. And then I'm like, oh gosh, I need to get better. But then it's just like, it's so big. The problem's so big.
It is.
So I think hunting, if you're going to eat meat, actually like hunting your own meat is the way to go.
Yeah. Like I like meat. So I like knowing where it kind of comes from.
Yes.
And it doesn't like buying it. Like in the grocery store,
yes,
like
all the hormones.
And, no, they're not supposed to be that red. Why is it that red? Is that food dye? I don't like that.
I know. So, okay, is that like, do you and Luke hunt together? Or is that something that, are y'all both hunters? What do y'all do for fun? Like, cause y'all kind of live on a farm ish. Can you hunt? Mm-hmm. Is there, can you hunt out here?
Yeah, so we have about 145 acres.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you can definitely hunt out here.
I would take you around, but our Polaris is in the shop, so. Okay. But yeah, we have like a food plot back there and a couple like blinds.
Okay.
So, and a couple you know, tree stands, but we haven't hunted together.
Really?
Yet, but turkey season is coming up. So
are y'all competitive?
We're both very competitive, yes.
Really? Okay, thanks to look forward to.
Well, yeah, I'm excited. I just got a bow. He got me a bow, like, for my
end of... You're like Cadmus Everdeen.
Yes. I'm so excited. I haven't really shot a bow ever, so I'm excited to get into that. And I feel like once I get into that, it's just going to be a nonstop hobby of mine.
And you can even just set up, like, target practice, too.
Yeah, just, like, right out here.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Don't mess with you.
Well, Luke, on the road last year, I didn't really go out that often last year because I was working full-time, and it's just impossible because they leave Wednesday night, and I'm like...
You can't, like, quit. You can't work half the days at your job.
Mm-mm. But he would, like, bring his bow and, like, the targets out there. So
he's,
like,
a bow hunter also.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me how you got from Florida, because you're a beach girl.
I am.
Stalking you hard, and, like, half of your pictures are at the beach, in a bathing suit, like, living your, like, beach life, and you even, like, posted some quotes that, like, you have to have the ocean in your life. It, like, fuels your soul. You come back alive. So what was it like growing up a beach girl? How does the beach play into your life, and then how has it been living in Nashville, and what brought you here?
Oh, the triple question.
All the triple questions.
Dude,
can you remember
the worst
all
ADD,
of them?
So you might have to steer me back on the track.
All of them at once. Right. Oh, the triple question. You got it, girl.
So first one, living in Florida. I mean, it was awesome. I grew up there. I grew up on the beach. Like,
Were you a beach bum?
Absolutely. Like, I would go to the pier all the time. I would skimboard all the time. We didn't really have, like...
What's skimboarding?
So it's like when you... It's like a board, I guess. Mm-hmm. When you skim on the beach, when the waves come in and there's that little, like, layer of water.
Oh.
You just kind of surf that out into the water and ride the wave back in.
Okay. Do you surf also?
I can. It's just where I was from, we didn't really have big waves unless, like, a tropical storm or hurricane came in. So I wasn't, like, that big of a daredevil to go out there.
Okay.
So, but living there was awesome. I loved it. Loved the weather. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, Nashville feels like we're in Seattle at this point.
I keep saying that. I feel like we're in Seattle. It's nonstop raining.
Yeah. And leaving the ocean was really hard.
How'd you decide to move and leave? That's a big decision. Especially moving to, like, a place with, like, some serious winters and cold weather.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I never saw snow before. So I was like, all right, this beach thing is really cool, but it's all I know. So I want to go see a mountain. I want to go see snow. I want to go slide down a hill or something. And then when I moved here, it was like, okay, I need to get gas in my car more often because I'm going up and down hills. Like,
yeah.
So.
How'd you pick Nashville? Also, can I actually grab some water? I feel like I'm about to have a coughing attack.
I haven't opened this one here
yet. Yes, thank you. Look, I mean, just right there. I don't want to, like, cough to death and ruin this.
No, you're totally fine. So, what was the question? This is my ADD coming
up. Okay, so how did you pick Nashville for moving from Florida? And when did you make the move?
So I made the move in March in 2015. And I used to work or intern in country radio.
Okay, doing
so
what?
So I did promotion.
Oh.
And then promotion and marketing, kind of. And then I came to West Palm Beach and I did, I worked, like, for the morning show. Like, I interned for the morning show.
Fun. Did you like that?
It was fun. I mean, I woke up at 3 a.m. every
oof,
day.
Oh, when the sun's not up, that's hard for me to get up.
Yeah.
But you're a hunter sometimes, so you do that.
I always brought the coffee and the bagels, so.
Yes.
After that, I mean, I was also working a job too then, so I would just, like, nap for an hour and then go to my other job and then
crushing
sleep
it.
For 5 hours and, you know.
So you were burning the candle at both ends.
Oh, yeah. And then I was like, you know, I want to go see mountains, go see snow. I want to be closer to all the action, you know.
And you loved country music. You probably got a good taste of it working in the station.
Yeah. So in college, I was like, I did engineering for, like, the first year and a half. And I was like
engineering?
Like civil engineering.
Oh, my God. You're so smart.
No.
Yes.
I'm not.
That is so hard.
It was definitely hard. But I was like, I want to do something I love. I want to do something that, like, I can excel in, that I would love going to work every day. So I was like, music. I love music. I was either going to be music or sports, and I just picked music.
You love sports, too. And you're a swimmer, right?
I swam in college for
I went all the way back to the
time.
Beginning of your Instagram, and you were on a swim
you did.
Team.
Oh, gosh. What did you see? I don't even know what's back there.
I mean, I feel like interviewing people, like, you're kind of like... It's
an
like
investigator.
But it's like you're like... Your job is to stalk people, and, like, sometimes I get so deep into someone's, like, feed and like their life on the internet. I'm like, if I wasn't interviewing them, this would be creepy. Yeah. I know too much. Well, I know too many things. Yeah. You're like a lifeguard. You're on the swim team.
Yes. I was a lifeguard for like 5 years growing up. It was like my first real job. I loved it.
Yeah.
Ruined my skin, but I loved it.
Worth it. All the chlorine.
Absolutely. I was
Did you have to save anyone?
I've saved a couple people, yeah.
Wow.
But it was like, I mean, the worst was, if you're a mom out there and you're bringing your kids to babies, like the baby pools, mm-hmm. watch them.
They just think it's free babysitters.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm like watching 20 kids and I'm like, okay, like
that's a lot of pressure.
I can do it, but I'm stressing out. It was the worst part about it. And we had the baby pools. We had the platforms, which go up to 33 feet. So like that was also very stressful because these people would just flail their bodies off the top platform. And I'm like,
that's like a diving board?
No, I mean the diving platforms. Mm-hmm. So it's just like a concrete platform. You ever seen those? Like,
yeah,
in the
and
Olympics?
People just jump off of them and like do flips and stuff. Did anyone ever hit their heads?
Oh, we've had people think that they broke their back.
No, see,
people knock the wind out of themselves all the time.
I've seen someone hit their head on a diving board before doing a flip, and it was like the most awful thing I've ever seen. And
I
just don't know how you don't like get brain damage or something.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I've seen. I've done it.
You've hit your head on it?
Not hit my head.
No.
But I fell flat on my back off the second platform. And I broke like all the blood vessels like in my back. I was just spider webbed purple, like
oh,
it was bad.
Yes.
And after that I was like, I'm done, like
no.
Someone hurts themselves, I can't.
Uh-uh. Oh my gosh, that gives me anxiety.
Yeah, but the children were the worst. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always had to like pick them up because they literally could not stand in the pool, or they couldn't get back on their feet, and their mom's over there just talking to the other mom and
yeah.
I'm just like, this child is literally 2 years old.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's actually a high stress job.
Yeah. But I mean, it put everything to perspective for me. Like, when I become a mom, like, just.
Yeah.
Whew. I mean, I'm 15, like, realizing this stuff. I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
This is a lot.
Okay, so your swim team. So you were either going to do sports, or this is where I have ADD also.
Okay.
So you were either going to do...
This is great.
This is going to be great. We're going to rabbit trail this whole thing. You're either going to do sports or music. And so you just said, I'm ready for mountains. I'm ready for different scenery. So I'm going to go to Nashville.
Yes.
And I'm going to go music, not sports. Do you feel like you made the right decision?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, it was so hard.
It is hard to leave your whole life and start over. Did
and
you know anyone?
Mm-mm.
So how did you even like dip your toe in Nashville? Where do you start when you don't know anyone?
Well, I knew this one girl from high school, but she was going to college here. So she wasn't really in like, you know, the music industry scene and anything. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, hey, like, you know, we'll hang out. We hung out a couple times, but I was like, okay, I really need to like get a good job that like I like. I was serving and bartending here and there, and I finally like went to a job fair for BMI. I got a lot of no's, like a lot of no's, because I didn't look good on paper. I had these internships, but it wasn't in Nashville, so everyone was just like, all right, whatever. And I applied everywhere.
Really?
Like everywhere. And I got a couple interviews, but it always seemed like it just went to someone like internally.
Yeah.
So that's how it is, you know.
Yeah. It's kind of like a little bit networking, who you know, all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And like not knowing anyone, I was like, all right, well, I guess I got to go know everyone. So I went out and I would go out like every day and, you know, try to network as hard as I can and meet people. And that's what you got to do here. I mean, it's
nerve-wracking when you have to do it by yourself, too.
I mean,
did you find a running buddy?
It.
You do?
I do.
Look at, oh my gosh, you're so confident.
I don't know.
When I first moved to Nashville, I didn't know anyone, and I was so petrified to go out. I stayed in my dorm or my apartment, and I watched every single episode of Sex and the City, and like I'd eat chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream every single night. And finally, I ran out of all the episodes, and I was like, Caroline, you've got to go out there and meet people. It's time.
Yeah.
But it took everything I had to make myself do it. You bold thing, you.
I know. I mean, I did it, but, like, at the same time, like, once I started getting all those no's, I was like, what am I doing wrong, you know? Like, what do I do to, like, change this? So, I mean, I went through that period. I watched every single season of Sons of Anarchy, like...
Okay, so that was your Sex and the City.
In, like, less than 2 months, so... There's seven seasons, by the way.
I love that you're not, like, super girl... Like, you're so beautiful, and, like, you're so, like, drop-dead gorgeous, but you, like, hunt, you fish. Like, your go-to TV show is Sons of Anarchy.
I love Sons of Anarchy. It's so good.
I mean, are you kind of a tomboy?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how to put on makeup. I don't know.
Well, you don't need it. You look flawless.
Thanks. I did actually put on makeup really quickly today because I mean, chores. I was looking great.
Yeah, the chores, man.
Yeah. But yeah, I would definitely consider myself a tomboy. I've always been more of a tomboy.
Okay.
Like, I grew up like more of like a guy's girl.
Okay.
Per se, because I just wasn't really into like the girly stuff. Like, I yeah. never wanted to wear a dress.
Okay.
I would be crying as like a kid.
Really?
Yeah. But I love sports. I loved roughhousing and all that fun stuff, but fishing.
Yeah.
That was my thing.
Hey, get it. Okay, so you moved to Nashville. When did you finally get your first yes?
So, BMI. I went to the job fair that my friend who was working there at the time, she was like, hey, they're having this job fair. I think, like, you know, you'll thrive in that environment, you know, because I like meeting people that I don't know and, like, introducing myself and all that stuff. So I introduced myself to probably every single hiring manager in that place.
Oh, my gosh.
And
how old are you at this point?
I'm 20, probably 22.
Okay.
23.
Okay.
And 23.
Yeah.
And I'm just like walking around and, you know, I talked to a couple hiring managers. I got a bunch of business cards, like gave them all my resumes. And the next day I get a call from HR and they're like, all right, which one do you want? We've got three people that want you to like interview. And
are you freaking out? Because this has not been happening.
And I'm like, wait, so I have to pick one? Can I interview for all three and then maybe get a yes at one?
Yeah, can I move forward to all three, please? Yes.
So I'm like, okay, can you like just give me a description of all like the positions? Because I don't remember. I mean,
yeah,
I talked to so many people.
Right.
And so I did. And then I went in for the job that I had. It was a part-time job starting out. And I was like, yes, I will. Yes. And she was like, okay, well, let me tell you like how much we're going to pay you first. And I was like, yes,
I'll take it.
I'll take it. Whatever. Just I need it. And I just need to get my foot in the door, like, somewhere.
Yes, yes.
And I ended up loving it there. I went full-time. And
so what did you do at BMI?
I did... So my title was coordinator, recruiting, and onboarding.
Okay.
So I did recruiting and onboarding for the licensing teams.
Okay, what does that mean, onboarding?
So onboarding's, like, once you get the offer.
So, like, from a writer?
No, so, like, internal employees.
Okay, so, like, mm-hmm. people working at BMI.
Yes.
Because BMI, for everyone listening, is one of the companies that distributes money to songwriters and artists. Well, songwriters, I guess.
Yeah, songwriters, composers, publishers, all that fun stuff.
People who are writing the music that we hear all over the world, mm-hmm. all different genres.
Yep. And so I dealt with it like the internal
okay.
stuff. Yeah. But I loved it. I loved interviewing. Like, it was fun. It was fun.
So how did that open your doors into Nashville? Like, so they have parties, you're starting to meet people. Did that just open up your Nashville scene so much?
Yeah. So, I mean, they do a bunch of parties and, you know, songwriter series and
that's fun.
A whole bunch of things. Yeah. So I try to go to as many of those as possible when I first started there. And I was like, gosh, this going out every night thing is really killing me. Like, I can't do this. Because I'm like, I am like a home person. Like, I love being at home watching the Netflix.
What are you on these days? What Netflix do you like to watch?
So actually, we live out in the middle of nowhere. So we have satellite Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And it is horrible.
Oh, no.
Horrible.
No.
So I'm trying to adjust to it.
So you don't get a lot of the shows?
We do, but the Wi-Fi splotchy. Is just splotchy. Yeah. And if it rains,
it's over.
It's done.
If we it rains, you just have to talk to each other.
We've become movie people.
I do like a good movie.
Yeah, talking of each other, who does that anymore?
Who wants to talk? I mean, Michael and I just started Game of Thrones. We're like, okay, we've got to do this. What's all the rage about freaking Game of Thrones? So we're like, we've committed. And we're on season 4, and I looked at him last night and I was like, when does this get good? Yeah. And I know I'm like, everyone listening, I'm sorry for who likes Game of Thrones, like, and I'm gonna watch it to the end, but I'm just like, it is so complicated and there's so many storylines and it is such a job to watch this show. Have you watched it?
Okay. So I've been wanting to start it for the same reason.
It is like, I'm on season 4 and I'm like, when does the light break? When does it happen?
Stop.
I mean, it's good. I'm into it, but it's just like, you have to think so hard and then you have to go research everything when it's done.
Is it over? Like over?
There's
over?
There's one more season.
Oh, really?
And Michael and I decided that we're going to join the craze and we're going to get on board and watch this season.
Weekly?
No, now we're on Netflix, so we binge it.
Okay.
But the next season hasn't come out yet. So we want to get all caught up. And then I know it's been short. I'm just like, yeah. Now we're in. So I'm like,
I'm such a binge watcher too. I can't wait until the next week. Like The Bachelor. I just
so excited about The Bachelor.
Okay, so this is the first season ever
that I've been watching. Okay, well, yes. I just started like 3 seasons ago. And now I used to make fun of the Bachelor like fans. Like, who are these people that are obsessed with Bachelor? Yeah. Like, how lame are they? Honestly, like, knowing all the people. I'm like the biggest one of all now. Like, I'm a freaking groupie. I cannot handle the... I wait every Monday. I'm so excited.
So I've been watching this one, and I don't understand why so many people are going home like every episode. And I'm like, I thought it was just one person an episode, but literally the last episode I watched, like, 3 people went home, and I'm like,
everyone's having stressed breakdowns. Out. I know, the redhead, like, she had a great shot. I feel like,
oh my gosh,
he loved her. I mean, he had a great connection. I think she was one of my top four.
She definitely was
until
one of my top
four, lost her mind there.
Okay, but then I found out about this whole like Bachelor spoiler thing.
Did you look it up?
Okay.
You looked at it. Don't tell me.
I won't, but my sister called it.
Last season, I found out like halfway through.
Was it correct? He's always right.
Yes, it was right. And I regretted it because then I knew. Okay, here's who I think my top picks are. Little Blonde.
Okay, I'm going to give it away though.
No, don't give it. Okay.
Okay, go.
I'm not going to look at you. Cute little blonde Hannah, not the Alabama one who's crazy.
Hannah G.
Yeah, Hannah G. Not because there's another Hannah who's crazy to me.
Oh.
Like Miss Alabama.
What's her name? Alabama Hannahs.
Alabama Hannah. She's too much for me. I mean, I can't with her. I mean, she's good TV, but okay. She's not in my top four. Hannah G, Cassie, I'm not looking at you. Kaylin, and then the one that he shot the lamp out into the sky with. I forgot her name. But she's stirring up drama this episode.
Shot the lamp into the sky.
Well, they like had a lantern into the sky.
Yeah.
I forgot her name. But I think she's stirring up a lot of drama in this episode, so I don't know what's going to happen. He's crying a lot. I saw in the previews.
He is crying. I just want to see him jump over the fence.
I know. That was a good jump.
And they're like, oh, it'll happen next week. No, it didn't. It did not. Did I miss it?
No, you haven't missed it. But didn't you think that was a good jump?
I mean, the guy like basically
8-foot fence he jumped over. Colton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. He was an athlete and everything, but
I didn't know he could jump like that. Good thing he got it, or else that would have been embarrassing. Tall. I know.
Yeah, he like just one-handed that thing too. I was like,
So you're a Bachelor fan now too. I'm a freak about it.
Yeah. But the thing is like I binge watched it. I'm a binge watcher. I don't like waiting week to week.
Okay.
Which is probably rude on my part, but Bachelor, you should just let it go.
Yeah.
One thing. One season. But yeah, I mean, I'm interested.
It's good.
I'm in it.
And get excited about Bachelor in Paradise. Because that's like trashy Bachelor, but it's so good.
It's like Jersey Shore Bachelor.
It's so good. I didn't think I would love it. I've never watched it. I was such a hater on all the Bachelor stuff, and now I cannot wait for all the things.
Okay. I love trashy TV, so I'm excited.
Okay, what are your favorite? What else is your favorite?
I mean, I love murder documentaries. Oh. Love them.
Have you done the one with that? Who's that one everyone's watching?
Ted Bundy tape?
Yes.
Yeah. We're kind of in the middle of it.
Okay, so Luke,
I'm bored, not gonna lie.
Does he binge with you? Does he like the same kind of stuff that you like?
Mm-hmm.
Trashy TV. Does he watch The Bachelor?
No.
I made Michael.
So yesterday, it was really funny. They were cooking breakfast. So like his friend Job was over and they were cooking breakfast and they were supposed to go to the store to go get, you know, something, eggs. And I put on The Bachelor. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll watch The Bachelor while you guys are gone. And they're just standing there just like, and they're like making fun of it also at the same time, but like just could not stop watching. I'm like, you guys are sucked in.
It's what happens. Michael. Okay. So we used to have Bachelor parties. It was like Abby and Taylor. Okay,
yeah.
So we need to start these again. Yes. Everyone's been busy because y'all have all been
always home Monday,
doing Grammys and all this stuff. Y'all crazy fools traveling everywhere. So we need to start a Bachelor group again. But Michael in the beginning, he was so like making fun of it. Like all the guys would go outside if they had to come, like if they had to come that Monday. Yeah. And now, like, I've been getting him. I started him at the beginning this season, and now I was like, babe, it's Monday, it's Bachelor night. And he was like, I know. he wasn't excited about it. He's not gonna admit it, but I'm like, you're so in,
you're sucked in. It's very easy to get
you
sucked
just can't
in.
Stop. You can't stop with it. It's like a train wreck, you know.
I'm kind of mad at myself, but also not at the same time.
No, I'd be so happy. It's just such a freebie, it's such a free entertainment, you know.
It is, it's great.
Okay, so murder stuff too,
yes. We're also, as you saw, watching King of the Hill.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was on in your house.
Yes. I love that show. Rick and Morty. I wasn't a big King of the Hill fan, like, just from, I've never really watched it before, but once I started watching it, I'm like, okay, this is good.
Okay.
Rick and Morty, I love that. The Office, binge-watched that a couple times.
Okay.
But I think that's it for now.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to binge. Manifest is good. That comes on after The Bachelor. It's so good.
But that's about like some planes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like in and out of being scared of planes.
Oh, you are?
Like, I travel so often in planes.
Are you more scared of riding in a bus or riding in a plane?
That's a good question. Probably a plane. But we went to, what was it? Probably just small planes.
Yeah, yeah, truly.
Just small planes. I don't mind them as long as they're not turbulent. But yeah. The small planes, they are just way more turbulent.
And the whole ride's turbulence. Yeah.
You just got to get used to it.
Yeah.
But the bus, sometimes we drove through a snowstorm. Ooh, can I speak today? A snowstorm. On Friday night, going to Knoxville. No. Anyway, Indiana, Evansville. And it was just insane. I woke up in the middle of the night and it was just like, boom, 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 boom. And I mean, our bus driver's amazing.
Yeah.
An angel. And he, like, his phone has a thing. So he took a video for us to, like, see the next day. And it was just, I'm like, how did you drive through that? It's like, I would have had a panic attack.
That's the thing with, like, road life is, okay. So here we go. We're rabbit trailing everywhere.
All right. Hopefully y'all can follow this.
We went from BMI. You working there to Nashville. We jumped to the Netflix series. And now I'm back to, well, first I want to talk to you about how you met Luke. But
all right.
So now we're to the point where you're with Luke. You're on the road all the time. People don't realize how much of your life has been on a bus. And, like, yes. Traveling and all the things that go with road life. So talk to me what road life is like. Because it's not just like, oh, let's get to the show and have this awesome experience. There's a whole lot of other things.
Oh, yeah. People just think that we're just shotgunning beers left and right. I mean, Luke does. But, but I mean, it is our legit house on wheels.
Yeah.
So we have tried to make this thing. We just got this bus
in January. I love the way it feels in here.
Thanks. Well, you can thank Luke because he definitely designed most of this. I only picked out that black splash right there.
Which is beautiful.
Thank you. But
yeah, we got some grays and like this wood. Like what a greenish wood.
He was like, how sweet is this? He was like, I wanted it to feel kind of like, you know, the beach for
Stop
you. And I was
it.
Like, shut up.
Is he this the sweetest?
He unreal.
What's he like as a partner?
Just very caring, very thoughtful, like in every way.
Okay, give me some examples.
Oh, geez. So I guess closest one was like Valentine's Day, which I got my gift yesterday, which was adorable because he got this card. I'm telling you, I'm not a crier. And I didn't really let him see me cry, but I did tear up a little bit. And it was the sweetest card I've ever read in my life. And then he like got me this bag of just like everything that kind of like reminds him of me.
Like what was in there?
So he got a candle because I love candles, makeup remover because I always ask him to go get me makeup remover, gum because I'm constantly chewing gum, $100 Subway gift card because I
love Subway.
It's a weird thing. I don't know.
What do you get at Subway?
Just a turkey sandwich.
You just love it.
I love it. They have like this vinegar that they put on. Yeah. It's just in this Southwest sauce.
It's your jam.
It's so good. And it makes me feel a little healthy.
Lucky for you, they're all over the world.
Even though it's not healthy.
Yeah. But as far as like fast food goes, I feel like Chick-fil-A too.
Yeah. Ish. But sometimes it's kind of harder to find a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But Subways are everywhere.
They're everywhere.
And then there was just a whole bunch of like cute little things.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So Sweet Pea,
he is an angel for sure. Very thoughtful.
I love that.
Yeah. I got very lucky.
Like, how did y'all meet?
Very lucky. So we met through mutual friends. Like, so the people I started hanging out with in Nashville, we all kind of moved here at the same time.
Okay.
So I guess it was like everyone that was going to Losers, you know, every day. That was that was the crowd that like I started hanging out with, and he was part of that crowd. And we weren't like super close at all. We were dating other people. And then
we all kind of just like in the same crew.
Yeah.
See each other.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing.
But not like all the time. Like he was like on and off coming out all the time. But I went out too much when I first moved here.
Hey, you got
just trying to meet people. You
got
a
network. Yeah.
And then I guess BMI puts on a songwriters festival.
Mm-hmm.
They're part of it in Key West every year. And I went down for that, and it's like a week long thing.
Yes.
So fun. Towards the end of that, we were leaving like a songwriter showcase, and he was just walking by himself on the street, and I'm like, it's like five of us all hanging out, and I'm like, hey, you want to come like hang out with us, like, you know? And he was like, yeah, sure. I was like, well, that was sad. And then
poor thing.
I was like, why? I was like, maybe he's just coming to this thing, but it's already over.
Do you need a buddy?
Right?
Yeah.
And so we started hanging out and kind of.
So that night or just like afterwards?
I mean, we were all hanging out that night and like the next day and everything. And then it was time to like come back to Nashville. And then.
So did you kind of think differently of him at that point? Like, okay, like.
Oh, yeah. Because I
mean. Were you single at this point?
Yes.
Both of y'all.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, like this guy, hello, like you're an angel, like you're not like every other guy that I've been seeing in Nashville. So, and then we just started kind of like talking. I mean, obviously we hung out like the last 2 days, and we just started talking, and you know, then he invited me over, and I was just like, okay, like we'll have dinner, and we had dinner, and it was just all she wrote.
Did he cook for you?
Yeah, he cooks.
He does?
Amazing.
What does he like to cook?
I mean, we cook tacos like more than the average human.
Well, that's a good choice.
And he's great at that. But honestly, anything. He makes a really good deer spaghetti.
Yum.
Like, really good.
Okay, love that.
And his dad like brings these like dehydrated like peppers. I think he have like California Reapers and something else. But he like will put those in there, and I love anything spicy, and it's just everything.
So when did you know that this was like it? You're not like dating anymore, you know, this, you found the one and hook, line, sinker, doing it.
It was like pretty quickly, I would say. I mean, I don't really rush into things. I'm very skeptical.
Unless it's Netflix.
Yes, I definitely binge the Netflix, but it was pretty.
So you kind of dated some like assholes in the past.
Not really. I mean, I'm pretty good at dating.
Oh, okay. Your picker's not broken.
Yeah, I pick the nice guys. Okay. So it's not, I got a good picker.
Okay.
But when I moved to Nashville, it was a little iffy. I was like, is my picker broken?
Well, all the artists that are here and like all, it's hard to sort through all that.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all here, just right here.
Yeah, I dated a musician when I first moved to Nashville, and I was like, well, this is different than what I'm used to. Like, I've never dated a musician before, but this whole road life, like, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely different.
Okay, so when did you know though that Luke was the one? Right away.
I mean, it was pretty close to right away. But I don't think there was any like defining moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I saw the way he treated me and other people, and I was like, my heart is yours forever. You know? I don't know if he has like that defining moment, but I don't know. Just when I saw like how he treated him and his family and his mom, I was just like,
sign me up.
I'm sold. Sign, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
Oh, stop it.
I know. I'm not really like a cheesy person either. Or like, you know, I don't really talk about my life. So this is interesting.
Okay. So talk to me about the proposal a little bit, because y'all announced in Hawaii, mm-hmm. but that's not where y'all where he proposed.
Oh no. Oh no. We wanted a nice little background for a little photo, but
so that's a good one. Picked a good one.
Yes. So the proposal story is an interesting one.
Okay.
He was going to do it a little before we moved into our new house. So, but when he was acting weird all day. I was like, why are you bringing your backpack? Why do you want to go to this house that has nothing in it? Like, to just like stare at the walls? I don't know. Like,
why are you bringing your backpack?
Yeah, why? Am I dying today?
Like, you got a CPR, you got an emergency kit in there? What's happening?
And he was just like, oh, let's just go. And I was like, all right. I mean, this house is not close to town.
Yeah, so. it's a little trek out here, but do you love living out here in the country mm-hmm. and all that? So
you
nice.
Don't hear sirens every day. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he was just like, all right, let's just go to the house. And I was like, okay, fine. At least I'll get a good sandwich out of it, because there's this really awesome sandwich place around here. And so we get here, and the people that used to own the house before us used to raise hunting dogs. Okay. So they had dog houses just everywhere and kennels. Okay. And so they were, unbeknownst to Luke, they were out here like taking all the dog houses out and everything.
So that kind of spoils his perfect moment.
Yeah. Oh yeah. This was his moment. And so we get here, and he's like, well, I can't do it today. You know, it's just not perfect.
This
and
is I'm what like, he's thinking.
Right, yeah. He didn't tell me later. This. No. Yeah. So I'm just like, well, that was weird. We just came out to this house for a sandwich.
Just to scope it.
Yeah. And
did you already know you were moving here though? Like, mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah. So, and then once we moved here, which was in November, we had to get movers because we have a bunch of heavy stuff. And I'm like, I can't move this. But we stayed at his manager's house, like, from 8 a.m. to, like, 10 p.m. because Luke thought it was going to be, we would be in the house by, like, 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And he called my dad earlier that morning and was like, today is the day, I'm proposing, just a heads up. And my dad and my mom are coming into town the next day for Thanksgiving. Yeah, we moved and then had every family member in town for Thanksgiving.
Hey, break it in. Just go ahead and start it off.
Oh, it was interesting. But then, so we finally get to the house. Well, before that, let me preface this. My cat and Luke's cat do not travel well. So we have them in their own little crates, separate crates. We did not drug them because, I mean, I'm not really comfortable doing that, but I don't know what to give them.
Maybe. Benadryl.
Benadryl? Should have done it. But they both, you know, threw up. And then I had to clean them at his manager's house. You know, we put out food, water, litter box, everything. But they're stressed out. And so that's stressing me out.
Right.
So 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock comes around and we're finally get the go ahead to get into the house. So we leave his manager's house, which is about 40 minutes away. And on the way here, my cat throws up again. And, like, pees himself.
Oh, wow.
And he's passing out.
Gosh.
So I am a mess.
Your cat's not dramatic at all. Like, he cannot handle this.
My cat is insane. But I'm freaking out. I'm bawling. Because
you think he's having a seizure, dying probably.
I think he's dying. I'm like, okay, this is not good. Like, I'm freaking out. Luke's
like, once again, the mood's not right, really.
Not at all. Luke is, like, getting frustrated because he's like, well, what do you want me to do? Like, I don't know what to do. And I'm just like, why aren't you caring about my cat? You know? And finally, I was just like, just gun it. Like, just go fast.
Yeah.
And so we're going. We're, like, two-lane rows, just swerving. And I think the cat's really just got, like, motion sickness. Yeah. And so we get to the house, and I'm, like, just trying to comfort this cat. And I am just covered in just horrible things.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm giving them baths and everything. And I'm, like, just making sure they're okay. And Luke got them these collars, and they have their names on them, the address and my number. He's like, oh, I got them these collars, and they were pretty cute collars. And then I didn't realize till after, like, Wix's collar is a dog bone. Anyway. I was like,
or
well,
bow tie,
cute.
Either or.
Yeah, right? And I was like, well, these are cute. Like, that's so nice. Thank you. And then he's like, I also got this for you, and pulls out the ring. And I was just like, And then I blacked out. I don't remember anything. And he, like, did the whole thing, got down on one knee. And we're in our kitchen at this point.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I'm like, I hope nobody is here. I look horrible. Like, I am just a mess. And apparently the first thing I said was, my ears are hot. I was like, what? I didn't even say yes. Like, and he's just like, and I'm like, well, yes, but my ears are hot. Like, what's going on? Like,
just so many things happening.
I was not expecting it. No.
You weren't.
No.
Well, especially after the cat fiasco. Hey, you know what? Real life. Keeping it real life.
Oh, yes. It's shocking how real we are. Like,
every day, real up in here.
Oh, yeah. You just saw Luke cleaning the litter box.
That was a really pleasant surprise to see that. That, like, made my heart beat, like, happily. I was like, what a sweet, sweet guy.
He is. He definitely is. But yeah, that was the proposal story. But then we were like, all right, we got to tell her family first, you know? So we told her family, and I had to wait like 2 days to tell my sister.
Why?
Because that night I tried to FaceTime her, but she was like at the bar. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to tell her now because she's going to tell everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next day she had something, and I was like, okay, I'll go pick her up from work. And then she was like, wait, I have to go do this. And I'm like, Jenna, I need you to let me to pick you up from work. And so.
Does she live here also?
Mm-hmm. She lives like downtown.
Fun is that.
I'm so happy.
Because y'all are besties.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's so awesome to have your sister here.
It's great because, like, if she's off like a weekend, she'll just come stay with me if I stay in town. And
oh, that's great. Yeah.
Because being out here by myself is a little...
Yeah, there could be ghosts.
Yeah, I watch all those murder documentaries.
Yes. I'm sure it gets real at night alone. At least you got the cats.
A bird will, like, fly into the window, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, someone's trying to get in.
Is it kind of scary being alone in the country?
It is, but at
the same
time...
Luckily, you're cat-ness, so you can protect yourself.
Right? Yeah, I mean, we have a whole bunch we are ready if someone tries to come into our house. Let's
do
just
not
say that.
Attack.
Do not. Probably not the smartest. But I mean, I'm not that scared anymore.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of security cameras and
yeah, that's good.
If anything happens, they'll get caught for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So Jenna will come out here and stay with you. Mm-hmm. When did she move to Nashville?
She moved this past March.
Okay.
So we almost moved on the same exact day, like 3 years apart.
Okay. And how, what's the age difference?
She's almost 2 years younger than me.
Aw.
Yeah.
Is she single or with someone or?
She's currently single, y'all.
Okay. Are y'all going to try to, are y'all going to try to get her, let's see, a country boy also?
Oh, I don't know. A nice one. There's a nice one out there.
A nice country boy.
I'll find out if you're not nice.
Nicole will be taking applications.
Yeah. I'll interview you too.
Yeah. Yeah. And apparently she's intimidating with that interview.
I try not to be.
Hey, you got to get the questions out and you got to know what's going on.
I decided it's my face.
You got a beautiful happy face.
People think I have like, I have RBF really bad.
No, you don't. You do not have RBF.
Have you seen? Okay. Okay. I'm trying not to laugh. Hold on. I have RBF. It's bad. It's bad.
But you're always smiling.
But thankfully,
smiling.
I'm, like, smiling most of the time, so.
Just your regular face is, like.
Yeah, people are like, what's wrong? And I'm like, what?
I mean, doesn't everyone have RBF when they're not smiling?
When I used to, okay, so I used to bartend at Tootsie's. And I still do. I can pick up shifts. But I'd be, like, 10 deep at a bar. Like, I have, like, 5 orders in my head. And, you know, I'm just moving fast. And people would be like, smile. And like, I'm like, honey, I gotta do stuff. I gotta do stuff quick. But like, I do have a great time when I bartend. Like, I like, you know, the whole thing, like putting on a show and like throwing stuff and all that fun.
No way.
Yeah, I love
it. You can do all that?
I mean, I'm not like great at it. You know, if it's like a bottle that, you know, I'm not gonna break a bottle.
Yeah.
Just to throw it up in the air.
Right.
So but you a beer make, bottle, I'd do it.
Can you make all sorts of drinks too?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How fun for like Luke. Lucky him. Do you make specialty cocktails at home?
Not really. I mean, he's a very straight to the point, like Jack and Diet person.
Okay, Jack and Diet, beer. What's your drink of choice?
I used to be a Jack and Coke person, but I gained a whole bunch of weight because of it.
Jack and Coke?
Yes. Dark liquor and soda.
Really?
I don't really drink soda in the first place.
Yeah, I don't really either.
So the whole soda thing.
Although sometimes I just want a regular Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get like a massive
Sprite from McDonald's.
Or an Icy.
Amazing. An Icy?
Yes, I've been on an Icy kick. I mean, I just want a straight up Icy, Coca-Cola flavored Icy.
Dude, Icy's are great.
Yes.
When I was in like high school, we'd put Captain in the Coke Icy's.
When I Amazing. Was in high school, we go to Sonic, get a cherry lemonade slush, dump out half and do vodka.
Oh.
Ugh. You can't taste any of it. It's like pure heaven.
Yeah, but now I'm like a vodka, like, so I'll drink like vodka waters.
Oh. Oh my god. Oh,
but I gotta put cranberry or like lime juice in there. Okay. Like I can't just.
Yeah. Oh my god. I just threw up in my mouth. Like straight vodka with water.
Oh, I'm gonna be that like 70-year-old lady with martinis for sure. That's gonna be me. I'm gonna be needing the hard stuff at 70.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. It's slowly getting there.
Okay. I'm more of like, I don't know. It has to be like a really delicious craft cocktail or like I like craft beer. I like craft stuff.
You're really crafty.
I'm really crafty.
You really fit into, like, the hipster East Nashville
I'm
vibe.
So annoying, probably, at a bar. I'm like, because every time I go to a bar.
You're like that person in the Bud Light commercials where they're like, I'll have a mead.
Yeah.
And they're like, goodbye.
Exactly. And it's like, I'm 35 years old. I've been drinking for a really long time. But every time I walk into a bar, I feel like it's a brand new experience. I'm like, I don't know what to order.
Yeah.
I don't have a go-to. I feel stressed out. Like, I look at the drink menu and everything makes me feel overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I can't really drink wine all the time either. I mean, I like wine, but I have to
Ooh.
Be at home.
Oh, absolutely, because wine can go dark real quick.
And I can cry.
Yes. Oh. You never know what you're going to get with wine.
No.
Especially, like, I mean, the people that can, like, drink champagne, like, it's...
I do like champagne, but I get a big headache and have to go straight to bed. If I drink champagne in the day, my night's done. Like, I'm out for the rest of the night.
It, like, puts me on my butt. Like, people that can just drink it all day and all night, I'm like... Mm-mm.
No, definitely not.
The devils.
Yes.
I'm kidding. Y'all are very great. Probably the best to hang out with, honestly.
I know. But I mean, it knocks you out and it gives you the worst headache.
Yes. Yes. Even if you're drinking great champagne, you're going to get a headache.
You probably do the best with vodka water with a splash of something. But
oh, yeah.
Michael's vodka soda.
I got to drink the water because it like hydrates me while I'm dehydrating.
You're like helping yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's what I try to do.
I love it.
But okay. I'll also take like 10 shots of tequila with that. So.
Oh my gosh. You're such a badass.
Oh.
You're no. so cool. No.
That's what we have right here on the bus. We got the whiskey right there, and then we got.
You can take shots. If I take a shot, I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
I know.
I just have to watch my alcohol. I've definitely like, I'm not like one of those solid drinkers who's like going to be a great time every time they get hammered.
Really?
Oh no. Like it's probably going to go the other way where I'm going to be emotional. Like I might cry. I used to pick fights with Michael, but then I kind of like stopped drinking heavily. Cause I just like, I'm a ticking time bomb. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, you were a great time the last girls' night at Abby's house. So.
Oh God. I really went for it that night. Abby and I were like dancing in the kitchen.
I left early because I just had that whole bottle of wine and I was like, y'all are a lot right now. And I brought that whole bottle of tequila.
Because that's the first time I met you.
Yes.
We were over at Abby's was it for The Bachelor? Or was it just a girls' night?
I think it was just like a girls' night.
That was so fun.
Yeah, I was surprised that they had cheese.
I went hard. I know.
I got so excited.
I guess they're not vegan. They're vegetarian.
Oh, Dan's vegan, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
I think Abby just has cheese.
Yeah. Cheese is like hard. How do you give up cheese?
I don't know. Honestly, I read something on Twitter the other day that said cheese gives your brain the same thing as like hard drugs, and I'm like, yeah, that's not shocking to me at all.
No, definitely not.
Mm-mm. I tried to give up cheese for like a couple days, and I was like,
what is
craving
life?
Just a melted piece of cheese.
Yeah, yes, I know it's too hard.
So good.
Yeah, but we definitely went hard that night. I don't know. So that's what happens. Sometimes I'll get in this mood, and it will just go all the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's either all the way or nothing.
That was so fun, though. There was a whole bunch of us over there.
I know. It was Abby, and then all of the Thousand Horses wives were there.
Mm-hmm. That was the first time I met them, too.
Taylor, who's Brett Young. Yeah. And Abby's Dan, of Dan and Shay's wife.
Right.
Smyers. And then Taylor, Brett Young's wife now.
Yes.
They were fiancés then. And who else is there? Bree Chandler.
Yes.
Mike Chandler, the MMA fighter. I love Bree.
Yes.
She's so great.
She's awesome.
We got to pick this back up. And we got to do Bachelor Night.
Yes. I was going to say, we could all
season.
Do it here, and then everyone can just stay over.
Hey, I love a good slumber party.
Yes, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm in.
Sold.
Okay, you're organized.
All y'all that were there last time, you're invited.
Okay, great. Okay, so I would obviously talk to you forever, but you got chores, and we've almost been talking an hour, so.
Wow.
I know.
Time flies when you're having a great time.
Right? So, do we have plans for the wedding yet? Is it TBD?
I mean, I have a full Pinterest board. It's private.
Oh, you got a secret board, huh?
I do. But I've been like accumulating that since I was in like high school because I'm a crazy person.
Okay,
but
so you've been dreaming of your wedding day a long time. Do you want a beach wedding or like what?
So we've been talking about this. There's one consistent spot in our life. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to end up going there. So I need to really get a wedding planner because I need to get my life in order, and I feel like a wedding planner will really help me.
Yeah.
Like a life coach.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
And I know a lot of people are like mixed feelings about wedding planners.
No, I think you need one. I mean, who knows all those details that you got to do?
I don't even know the details of like my day most of the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My makeup routine, I skip a step, and then I'm just like, well, my whole face is ruined. So, great. I'm still not there yet, but. Yeah, so I definitely need a wedding planner, and I feel like once I get that, I have one in mind, but once I get that put in place, I feel like we'll get the ball rolling pretty quick, but we're looking at 2020.
Okay. Hey, 2020 too.
Yeah.
It's good.
2020.
Bullseye.
Yeah.
What's it like having songs about you on the record and him singing? Like, because Crazy Beautiful, I was wondering if all those breakup songs were about you, because I was listening to it on the way out here, and I was like crying my eyes out, because I get really emotional about breakups and things, but I'm glad to know not all the sad ones are about you. All the happy ones are about you.
Yes. Yes. So there's definitely a few, and a few that will probably be on the next record. But it's insane, especially so like this tour has been absolutely insane.
Well, he's just rocket shipped into stardom like fast because he's doing arenas now, right?
I can't keep up with him.
Didn't he go like 2 years ago, just came out or so, right?
Yeah. I mean, when we started dating, he didn't have a record deal, a publishing deal, like nothing.
And then it just blew up.
Yeah. So then
what has that been like, just watching this explode?
I've just kind of like, at first I was like trying to keep up with it. And then I'm just like, you know what? This is insane.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. I've never seen anything like it.
Are the fans just bananas?
Amazing. They're amazing.
They eat him alive. They just love him.
I mean, they spend their hard-earned money like on all of these shows. And I mean, Luke likes to keep the ticket prices low because, like, I mean, his, I mean, it's just
he wants him, everyone to be able to come. Yeah,
it's him. He's looking back like, what would I want to pay, like, to see someone at a show?
Yeah.
But it's just, it's absolutely insane. Is every show, the energy is just, I could be in a bad mood. I could literally be in the worst mood I've ever been in. But, like, once you see, like, the show and everyone's energy, you're just like, I'm in a great mood, you know?
And it's isn't just, it crazy insane. They're all there for him?
It's crazy.
How does
when
he
they sing
all
the
that?
Songs back, it's, I get chill. I've cried every show so far, every single one.
How does he process all this?
I'm not sure, actually. I mean, he is so thankful. And I think he just gets so excited for these shows because he, like, lives for that energy. Like, the energy in the room, he feeds off it. And just to see him feeding off it just, like, makes my heart so happy. And it's just, seriously, I haven't seen anything like it. It's amazing.
That is, I mean, that is truly the dream.
Yes. And when they sing Beautiful Crazy, I'm like,
because that's your song. Ugh. And you're like, they know me.
It's amazing.
Isn't it crazy, though? Just, like, his life, your life, these songs, these personal moments are now, like, out with the world, impacting on such a big level. And, like, they're affecting people, other people's lives in their own way. And it's just like, wow.
I love hearing the stories. Like, people will, like, message me and just tell me, like, their stories and how, like, his songs have affected their life. And, like, if it's a song about me, how that's, like, affected them and, like, everything. And it's insane. I never in a million years would have thought this was happening ever. But it's just crazy to watch. It's exciting.
It's so exciting.
Because, I mean, it could not have happened to a better human, too.
So he's just the sweetest. A little sweet pea.
I could not say enough good things about this guy.
Oh.
I know. I know.
Thank God you're getting married.
I know. I got lucky.
I think you guys both got lucky.
Yeah, that's nice. Thanks.
Yeah. So I like to end all my episodes with Leave Your Light. So just leave some inspiration, some things you've gathered along your life that you would like to inspire someone else with.
All right. So I tweeted this probably 2 days ago or something, but I've loved this little quote. It's been my Instagram bio before, you know. So the grass is greener where you water it.
I love that.
And I love that. I mean, constantly, like, in today's age with, like, social media and just the constant comparison that, you know, people get all the time, it's not always brighter on the other side. What you have is what someone is probably praying for as well. So
I love that.
Yeah,
so the grass
it's taken
is
me a while
water.
To
how'd you get there?
I mean, I would always, like, compare myself to people. I mean, I'm human.
Yeah.
So, and I still do sometimes, but I constantly have to remind myself, like, I am so blessed. Like, I am so happy with what I have. Of course, I'm going to always be striving to be better and to, like, you know, but comparing myself to someone is not something that will get me there.
How do you deal with the social media comparison stuff?
Ooh, girl.
Because people, my, like you said, media? People look at your social media and they're like, gosh, you're the dream, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm also human, so I have bad days. Like, Luke and I, like, we love each other, but we fight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't agree on everything. You know, he's cleaning litter boxes. I'm doing laundry. We're very relatable people, and I mean, we're just very blessed, and everyone is blessed, whether they know it or not.
I love that. Wow. How do you encourage people to find their blessings when they don't feel it?
Just got to look inside. You got to look at your everyday life. And just
find something to be thankful for.
Yeah. Because everyone has something to be thankful for sure.
I love that. Nicole, you're so inspiring.
I'm preaching.
Hey, preach, girl. Preach.
Shoot. Work.
Work. Hey, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yes.
Fun.
You're the best.
Can't wait for the next wine night.
I know. Here at your house, slumber party.
Yes.
Okay, bye.